Blackstone Publishing presents Sweet Black Waves by Christina Perez. Map illustration by Virginia Allen. This book is read by Lucy Rayner. For Jack. Ne vous sommez, ne me sans vous. Marie de France, Chèvrefeuille. Part 1. The Old Ways. Kiss of Life. Smoke and screams and love. Fractured images swirled in the back of Branwyn's mind, transporting her 1,000 leagues away from Castle Regani. She dug her fingernails into the armrests of her chair as her heartbeat accelerated. The dreams always grew worse this time of year. Snatches of colour like stained glass that collided together and burst apart.
"Really, Branny?" said Essie, interrupting her thoughts. "You're such a mopey drunk."
Branwyn inhaled. Her cousin had forgotten what day it was. She spared an extra second's glance at the sea, preparing herself to meet Essie's gaze. The waves were rough through the small circular windows of the princess's drawing room, indigo capped with white. She never liked to lose sight of them for long. A wildness stirred inside her as they broke against the shore. She did her best to smother it.
"Elderberries loosen your tongue altogether too much," Branwyn said as she turned to her cousin.
The princess giggled and touched another thimbleful of elderberry wine to her lips. Branwyn kept her voice light.
"What would dashing Lord Dearmot say if he could see your cheeks so flushed?"
Dearmot was the son of Lord and Lady Parthelon from the province of Ulidster, whom King Angus had invited to the castle for a feast this evening. Essie couldn't stop talking about him. The princess responded by brandishing her bright pink tongue.
"Dearmot does make my cheeks flush, all on his own."
Another giggle and a hiccup.
"But if we're going to be subjected to Lord Ronan's recounting all of his youthful victories against the Canivy again, then I think you'd do well to have another thimble for yourself, Branny."
An anchor dropped in Branwyn's chest simply thinking about the people who terrorised her kingdom. Thieves and pirates, all of them. Their assaults on the coast of Iveru were relentless. She didn't need any further reminders, especially not today. Faceless raiders already lay in wait for Branwyn whenever she closed her eyes. Perhaps a hazy glow was just what she needed to make the anniversary pass more...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?